This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The Home Improvement Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Association Talk Show Host of the Year Award. Our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Broadcasting live all across this country, this is Home Talk, right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. PPG Pittsburgh Paints, a nationally recognized brand name trusted by painting contractors, building owners, architects, designers, and homeowners for over 100 years, proudly presents America's favorite home improvement self-help expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. You're invited to call the program with any question or comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, home repair, or anything else pertaining to the home. And now, as we begin this hour of Home Talk, the man from the Bayou Land and the 2011 Talk Radio Host of the Year, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Hey! Man, it's hard to believe it's been over 9 years since I received that national award. It was the first award ever given to a weekend host, what I call self-help category, and I was the first recipient, and it's been 9 years, so I want to thank all of you. That's why everybody says, well, Cajun Man, you still running it? Yes, I will. I'll run it to the end of time. Hey, welcome, everyone. This is Home Talk USA. I am the originator, not the duplicator. Please don't accept no substitution. I am the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, and this is Home Talk USA. Don't forget, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. You can follow us on all your social circles, Facebook, Twitter. The keyword is what? Home Talk USA. All right, with the COVID-19, with the shutdown of our country, there's a lot of information that we can give you. And what better to talk about this than our old friend who's been a while. He's kind of went on hiatus for about 12 years, I think. But his name is Doug Hoffman. He is the with the National Organization of Remediators and Mold Inspectors. We'll call him Normie for short. He's on the line right now, and he wants to talk about some of the things that his organization is doing to help you in all your health and sanitation of your homes, your buildings, your offices, that his organization has been doing for years. So yeah. He's on the line right now, Mr. Doug Hoffman. How you doing, my buddy? It's been a while.
I know, man. I've been doing great. You know, this 12 years, I've been working hard just like you had to build a giant organization. So we've got a national footprint now. We've done great internationally. So
man,
life is good.
I remember we used to hold hands and beg for quarters. Remember that?
I know.
Yeah,
that's
but
exactly right.
We've been talking these mold issues for years, and I think it really ramped up a lot when Hurricane Katrina forced us to talk about these issues because of the federal government's response and some of the things they were doing with the bleach and some of the things that, you know, here's the federal government didn't even – they did more harm than actually good because they didn't know themselves that, just wash your house down with bleach if you got mold, and then you come to find out that's the last thing you want to do. But, hey, let's talk about another subject. There's a lot going on. Let's talk about NARMI before I get into these questions, the National Organization of Remediators and Mold Inspectors. Just a little bit about your organization and what you do. Half a minute or so.
Yeah, sure. So we were formed in July of 2004 to do training for the Louisiana Mold Licensing Law. That was the first state to actually have a licensing law in place for these professionals. And so we did training in 2004. That's how we started. And now, Michael, you'll be pleased to know there are 5 states that actually have mold licensing. And we do, we're a training provider, approved training provider for all 5 of those states. And since I met you, one of the things that's happened, which I've been excited about, is that we've been able to have some impact on the writing of some of those laws. We're a stakeholder in 3 of those states. And so we broadened out our discussions. We're now training home inspectors on indoor air quality and mold problems. We're doing training for janitorial services. cases on mold issues. So in a lot of ways, we've become kind of an expert in this kind of niche market.
Yeah, you made some good points, because usually these home inspectors used to go in for, you know, the structural damage of the house itself, and mold and mildew never played into that report when a person was actually buying a house, because they wasn't educated or licensed or really know what to look for. And then people would purchase a house, and all of a sudden the house had a lot of mold infestation, which presented a lot of health issues. So you guys have come a long way educating the audience, not just the the homeowner, but training and the inspectors themselves,
we've had a great relationship with the homeowners our home inspectors associations and some janitorial associations. Good place to be.
Now, how can buildings be safely opened back up after the coronavirus shutdown? I know you want to this is very important. How can that happen? What we need to do?
That's a great question, Michael, because I think some people didn't think about the fact that they were closing up a building and they were just sealing it up before, and they left it. Maybe they left it sitting for 2 or 3 months now. They didn't even think about what should they do to make sure that they don't have some kind of problem when they come back. And so one of the things that we've been talking about is first identifying what we would call at-risk buildings, those buildings that have been closed up. Maybe there was no fresh air makeup. Maybe there was no air conditioning system left on, or at least it was turned up so that it got hot and humid inside. Big issue. If you go back in there, now you open it up, and it's been sitting there as a little petri dish for 2 or 3 months. What do you do to make sure that it's now clean so that the occupants can come back in, and so that the clients can come back in and not feel like they're dealing with poor indoor air quality problems? So it's a big issue.
Yeah. Now, what problems could have developed, say, in closing up buildings during the COVID-19 shutdown? Because you said that's a problem. You know, like my office has been shut down. I'm operating out of my studio, out of my house. Thank God I was smart enough after Katrina to build me a studio in my house. But I have my big production studio, my TV studio. It's shut down right now because Louisiana is still on the phase two, which is basically a mandatory still stay at your home. You know, I can't
that's
go to
right.
my office. I can't go to my... So what's the problems that's going to develop, or what I need to look up, or what I need to do when I open it back up?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, because, you know, we don't think about it, but the buildings that we work in are buildings that we actually are designed to be occupied. They're not designed to sit there with nobody living in them or working in them. And so what you end up with is, think about your garage that's detached from your house. If you left it closed up, especially in this part of the country, and you left it closed up a month or two without any windows open or any air conditioning system on, what would happen? You'd be creating this little petri dish for all kinds of mold and microbials to grow. And when you went back, boom, now you've got big concerns. Well, it's kind of the same way with these office buildings and retail stores. Like I said, they were designed to be lived in and to be worked in, for people to come and go, and for the air conditioning systems to remain on, and for fresh air makeup, and people to clean the surfaces, all of that stuff. Well, if you've just kind of abandoned it, then you've got a problem. And so we're just encouraging people to think about that before they go back into that environment, and how can they create a clean environment to make sure that people feel safe when they come back in. One of the first things that we use, of course, is our sense of smell. You open the doors and it smells musty in there, and you know that there's mold growing somewhere in that environment. So that's the key, is just be aware.
Hold on that thought right there. We've got to take a short break. Wow, we're talking to Doug Hoffman. He is with the National Organization of Remediators and Mold Inspectors, called NARMI. We're having a great conversation about COVID-19 and some things you need to know as a homeowner, as a business owner, as a building owner, or if you even rent, you know, your office. Some things that we're covering right now. So, hey, he's going to be with us a little while, so don't go nowhere. Right here I'm the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and this is Home Talk USA on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. Don't forget, I am streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. You can follow us on all your social circles. Always support your local Penn Harvest Store or the Garden Center. Now let's pledge to hire that today. I'm the Cajun Man. Yay! Are you worrying about mosquitoes ruining your barbecue? How about those mosquitoes that you have been hearing about in the news, which are spreading that Zika and West Nile virus? Cajun Man here. Let Bonide help you take care of this problem with some easy-to-use mosquito beater products. You see, mosquitoes love wet, damp areas, standing or slow-moving water. If this describes your property, you need to use Bonide's mosquito beater water-soluble pouches that kill the mosquito larvae before they turn into flying, biting adult mosquitoes. Why wait? Start protecting your family today. Stop on your way home to pick up some Bonide's mosquito beater products. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide mosquito beater can be found at your neighborhood hardware stores, garden centers, or farm stores. So just go to Bonide to find a retailer near you. Again, Bonide products are family made in America.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun contractor, Michael King. Welcome. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
Hey, that's right, welcome back. Hey, I want to invite all of you to check out our television show at HomeTalkTV.com. It airs every Saturday at 11 o'clock Eastern Time. You can go to HomeTalkUSA.com and watch the original episode. Then you can watch our archives. I think we have 59 episodes sitting there at HomeTalkTV.com. So check it out every Saturday, 11 o'clock. If you happen to miss the show, then just go to our archive site at HomeTalkTV.com. We're talking to Doug Hoffman. He is with the National Organization of Remediators and Mold Inspectors, called NORMI for short. And we're just having a great conversation. But, Doug, before the break, though, you was explaining us about some of the problems that could really develop in closed-up buildings during the COVID-19 shutdown. But what are some of the high-risk factors to look for that really would indicate a structure may have developed a problem during the shutdown? And the reason why I ask that is because, you know, I have a saying, a drier home or a drier office is a healthy office, because the whole idea is once you have moisture, mildew, or poor ventilation, and moisture develops, that's when all the problems start to develop, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly right. And of course, most people don't realize this, but we do when we do training on this concept of mold and microbials growing in high humidity areas. An air conditioning system is primarily a dehumidifier. That's what it's designed to do, is to take the moisture out of the air. And if you can keep the relative humidity while you're occupying the space somewhere between 40 and 60%, it's less likely that it's going to grow. So if you think about that just for a second, some people did not close up their buildings correctly. Yeah. And maybe they didn't leave the air conditioning system on at all. It doesn't have to run a lot, but it has to run some. Maybe it's at 78 or 80 degrees. It's got to run some to keep it dry inside. And if they didn't do that, then yes, mold is definitely going to grow. So I think keeping that air conditioning system on, if they started originally when they were going to close up the building, if they thought about those kinds of things, they might have closed it up differently than they did, and they wouldn't be looking at some of the problems that they have now.
Yeah, it's just basically reducing the excessive moisture buildup that you're talking about. But what are the other factors put a building at really high risk for structural problems that really can negatively affect indoor air quality, which is so important?
Well, a commercial building has what they call fresh air makeup. And the concept behind fresh air makeup is it's basically just a tube that brings air in from the outside and brings it into the air conditioning system to mix some of the outside air with what's going on inside. Of course, the idea is that the EPA says that the answer to pollution is dilution. And there's some truth to that, that if you can bring fresh air in from the outside and ventilate that space, then you're going to reduce the carbon dioxide. You're going to reduce some of the contaminants that are in the environment. So fresh air makeup is gigantic in terms of dealing with trying to neutralize some of those contaminants that are in the environment and having good indoor air quality. But here's the problem, Michael, how many people have fresh air makeup in their house?
Yeah.
Hardly anybody.
Anybody,
you know?
That's right. Yep.
Yeah, and so if you're going to close up your house, you know, leave a window cracked or leave a way to get some fresh air in there and help ventilate that building and let it breathe.
Well, you're bringing back some horrible memories, man, I'm telling you.
But
how can people really kill the coronavirus on surfaces and in the air of their homes and workplaces? Because I think that's the million-dollar question.
Yeah, it is. You're exactly right. So it's interesting because a virus you can't actually kill because it's not really alive. SARS-CoV-2 is a different kind of virus than what we've been used to, but coronavirus has been around for a really long time, and a lot of the solutions that we talk about in terms of sanitizing environments in the air and surfaces, believe it or not, Michael, those technologies have been tested on coronavirus. they've been tested on Corona. The point is that what you want to do is you want to disable it, and you want to make it so it won't replicate. And so there are ways to do that, and that's kind of what we do, is just talk to folks about how to create a cleaner, safer, healthier environment by reducing the possibility that that's going to actually grow.
Well, Doug, how do people know what cleaning or sanitizing products are effective to use against SARS and COVID-V2, though? That's the problem.
Well, it is a problem. Well, fortunately, there are a couple of options, and the EPA has created a list of products. They call it List N, that are products that have dealt with emerging pathogens. And what they're doing is they're basically saying, look, we may not have a specific product that will kill SARS-CoV-2, but we do have a product that will substantially reduce coronavirus, just the regular kind of corona. So some of that testing has already been done. The EPA's produced a really good list. It's called the List N, and that's actually a great place to go to search for products, cleaning products, that will really take care of the issues.
Yeah. Now, testing for the novel coronavirus is not yet, in my opinion, widespread, and it is very expensive right now. I mean, is there any other way to effectively test surfaces in the indoor air of the environment itself to create a cleaner, safer, healthy environment right now?
Yeah, there actually is. It's kind of interesting when you talk about testing for coronavirus. If you think about it, somebody that might come into your house with a swab and swab 2 square inches in your house, and you live in a house that's 33,000 square feet of space, that's a pretty small representation of what might be going on in that environment. So how many swabs would you have to take if you were testing for corona? How many swabs would you have to take to get a good comfortable coverage area? And those swabs, oh, by the way, Michael, are $250 each.
Oh.
Yeah. So just like in the medical field, what we do is we talk about surrogate testing. And, of course, the concept behind that is things that you can test for to prove that you've cleaned what you're looking for.
Yeah, Doug, I'm going to have to cut you off. So much we can talk about. Definitely got to get you back on again, finish this conversation, but we're out of time. Give us that website, Normie's website.
It is normie.org, Normie, N-O-R-M-I.org, and there's a place where they can subscribe to our newsletter. That's the place.
Normie.org, just spell it out, N-O-R-M-I.org. Doug Hoppin, thanks for being our guest, my friend.
Thank you, Michael. Have a great day.
All right, we take a short break. We're going to be right back with another guest, another topic right here at the number one most listened to and downloaded home improvement show. This is Home Talk USA. Yay! Y'all come back now, yeah?
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's son, Don Jr., is in self-isolation. He tested negative for the coronavirus, but his girlfriend, Kimberly Guilfoyle, tested positive. A Trump campaign official says she was immediately isolated in order to limit exposure to anyone else. They're also saying she's not showing any symptoms of the disease. They've been in South Dakota to help with fundraisers for the president's re-election campaign. President was in South Dakota with Mount Rushmore in the background. He said he would protect America's landmarks from far-left extremists.
Angry mobs are trying to tear down statues of our founders, deface our most sacred memorials, and unleash a wave of violent crime in our cities. Many of these people have no idea why they are doing this, but some know exactly what they are doing.
This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is the Cajun contractor here, Michael King. Have an exhaust fan losing quite a bit of heat? Be back in a moment.
Home improvement repairs, renovations, and new construction, according to the Better Business Bureau, is number one when it comes to consumer complaints. Contractor fraud and poor craftsmanship cost consumers billions each year. It's a good idea to plan your project in advance from start to finish. Compare job plans and look for value over cost, because the lowest bid and the best deal are sometimes not better. Check references and never pay in advance. So study and do your homework and you won't become a victim.
It's a good idea to use the fan to exhaust house air that might be stale or full of excess water vapor. If you ventilate more often, you can use styrofoam as sort of a door, not fiberglass. It will be easier to put up and take down as you ventilate. Remember, always hire a state licensed insured contractor. This is Michael King at HomeTalkUSA.com with your home improvement tip of the day.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
Hey, welcome back. What a great guest with great show that we had with Douglas Hoffman with Normie. The National Organization of Mold Remediators and Inspectors, to talk about that great subject. We're getting a lot of response on that, and we want to thank Douglas Hoffman and for helping us out there as we get through this COVID-19 situation we all under right now. But we're going to get through it. But our next guest is no stranger to Home Talk. He's been coming on the shows. I was looking at an old show since May 24th, 2016, and he's been coming on to talk about Trimmer Slab, and a lot of you have responded tremendously on repairing those expansion joints when it comes to your sidewalks. And he's on the line right now to give us an update of what's happening in his area with COVID-19 and to talk about his product and what's happening and with his business. He's on the line right now, Mr. Bob Wilkes with Trimmer Slab. How you doing, Mr. Bob?
I'm doing very well, Michael. How about yourself?
We're still here. Texas moved into phase three, right? Y'all starting to open up a little bit more, huh?
Well, we've been pretty open for about a month, but we're seeing more cases. So now they're saying, hey, everybody, wear masks.
Yeah, we're still in phase two, and we're going to be another 30 days. So we're still confined to our home here in Louisiana. So I don't know, but hey, let's talk about your product, man. I'm just happy. I know things do-it-yourself projects have really picked up as people stay home, and a lot of my listeners have went out to their driveways and seeing what we were talking about with these expansion joints and how to repair them. But tell us about your product, though.
Well, Michael, it's a very DIY-friendly way to repair and replace expansion joints in concrete driveways and sidewalks and Louisiana, Texas, and actually the whole southeast of the United States. Those are primarily like a 1x4 on edge, something like that, usually about 3/4 inches wide. And ThermoSlab is something that you can press into place to repair, replace those expansion joints that may be rotted out or missing or just growing weeds in your, or tired of the way it looks.
Yeah, it's just something you can do yourself. Because ordinarily, like you said, it's just a 1x4 or something wood that has to be placed in the creases, and eventually it don't take the elements. It doesn't take long to destroy or rotten these expansion joints out. That can cause some serious problems in your driveway as, you know, your driveway shifts. So it just looks bad. You know what I'm saying, Robert?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it looks bad. B, it can become a safety hazard if those expansion joints are open or if you have rotten wood that could potentially produce, you know, slivers or splinters. As the summer is now here, you got kids running around in the bare feet. You know, you don't want them getting a big splinter in their foot.
Yeah.
You know, you got to watch out for a little, you know, scooter wheels, walkers, high heels when those joints are empty because they can cause accidents that way. And then the thing that most people don't realize is that your concrete is only as good as the soil that's underneath it.
That's right. Yeah.
All the time is spent preparing the foundation, the soil beneath your concrete before it's poured. And if that gets washed away or because you're pressure washing or rain is washing it out or fire ants are carrying it out, it's removing the foundation and then it'll start to crack and break up and your entire slab is then in jeopardy.
Yeah, especially down here in Louisiana where we're subtropical weather and below sea level. So our soil is not exactly, you know, stable down here. That's why we have to do a lot of rebar and a lot of pilings. And if you take away the only thing that keeps it kind of together, like the wood, and you don't do something about it, again, it could cause a lot of problems with your foundation. You know what I'm saying, Bobby? Bob?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
and that's why you really need to keep up with those things. I mean, most people don't think about them unless they're actually growing big weed.
Yeah,
but they're very important for the overall health of concrete.
So what problem does it exactly? It's meant to solve that. It's a product that's a little or no maintenance product where you're not going to have that problem anymore because once you put it in, it's made out of some kind of what material, plastic material or rubber plastic material. What is it actually it's made out of?
It's made out of a PVC compound that has elastomer, like flexibility additives that makes it flexible. And those PVCs are you know, what they're using for fence posts. And window frames and all. It's a very good exterior grade material made flexible.
Made flexible, okay. Now, why do I need to really seal up those expansion joints, though? Because that's what you're doing.
Right, and that's to keep the water from flowing into those joints and removing soil, basically. And then, but also, you have to allow the slabs to move a little bit because, you know, you got heating and cooling that's going to expand and contract the concrete a little bit. So whatever you're putting in there as an expansion joint, it needs to move with the slabs and maintain its seal. And ThermoSlab is meant for exactly that.
Hold on that thought right there, my friend. We're talking to Bob Wilkes. He's with ThermoSlab. We're talking about repairing and replacing these expansion joints, your expansion joints. In driveways, sidewalks, right here on Home Talk USA, streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. Don't forget, Always support your local independent hardware stores and corner centers. Well, let's pledge to hire a vet today. I'm the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land, the Originator. Not the duplicator. Please don't accept no substitution. I am talking behind the famous, that's right, the famous Golden Hammer microphone right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. Y'all come back now, you hear? Yeah, man, we're going to pass a good time.
Attention all Home Talk USA radio listeners. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack's works two ways, on contact or when the insect feeds. This will ensure that your insect problems are over. Captain Jack's controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Captain Jack's all-organic insect control is available in easy-to-use dust, liquid concentrate, ready-to-use, and ready-to-spray containers with built-in spray applicator. Pick up some Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew today at your local neighborhood garden center, hardware, or feed stores. Or just visit Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Welcome back to the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. Don't forget, please visit our website at HometalkUSA.com if you want to learn about this show, any future guests on our radio or TV show, tips and advice. Really state-of-the-art website at HometalkUSA.com. Also, I want to let you know, if you have a topic you would like to discuss here on the show, just send me an email at michaelking1350@yahoo.com. Tell me a little bit about the subject, the topic, and if it meets our criteria, I will go out and find the very best expert in that field. Because this is your show. I want to do the topics that really affect your lives. And right here on Home Talk USA. So send me your email. All right, what's going on? Talking to our friend Bob Wilkes with Trimus Lab. He's explaining us how to repair and replace and keep up those expansion joints that are located in your driveway and sidewalks. But, Bob, before the break, though, you had a great conversation. We talked about your product and some features and benefits and the problems it really solves and why you really need to seal up those expansion joints. But the traditional repair, let's get back to that. The traditional repair is some type of self-leveling caulk, right? So why not use that in your opinion? What's wrong with not using that traditional repair?
Well, as many homeowners have found, that repair takes a lot of skill to do. And it generally involves putting in some backer rod to limit the amount of material you're going to put in because those self-leveling caulks are quite expensive. And then you're going to have to kind of dam off the ends, and then you're going to have to do a whole lot of squeezing on your knees to put that stuff in, and then you have to keep everybody off of it. It can't rain within 24 hours. It wouldn't be good if it's very windy and if it's blowing, you know, leaves and pine needles and stuff into the wet material, and then traffic has to stay off of it for, I think a full cure could be up to 7 days.
Wow.
And the concrete has to be very clean to get a good adhesion, because if it's not really stuck to both sides, when the concrete contracts and that gap opens up, it's just going to pull away, and then it's really not doing anything.
Well, how do you put it in exactly? And again, I think you mentioned something that this is something that you can, it's a DIY system. You can install it yourself, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's going to come in various lengths depending on what size you're choosing. So in the example we talked about earlier, the 3/4 inch, which is super common around Houston and your area, we have a 50-foot, 25-foot, and even a 4-foot length that's just right for sidewalks. And what you'll do is you just need to measure the total length of expansion joint you have, and you get that amount of trim slab. And you can start on one end and press it in. It pretty much will go in by hand. If it's especially tight, you may have to use a rubber mallet. But most of the time, you can put it in by hand and just step on it. And then when you get to the other end, you can just cut it off with a pruning shears or a PVC cutter, something like that.
Now, wow. So, again, you don't need no glue or anything like that, right?
No, you can glue it if you want to. But you don't need to glue it, and if you don't, you also can peel this out. Say, my front of my house had a little walkway, and trick-or-treaters would come up that walkway, but the extension cord always had to go across it for all the whatever decorations I have to have, and also for Christmas lights and things like that. So I put in trim slab. I can peel it out every year. I put the cord underneath it. I put the trim slab back on top. Nobody even notices that I ran a cord. Nobody trips over it. It's a very neat.
Wow. And all you do, again, if you want to glue it, you can, but you just really just press it down and forget it, right?
Exactly. And that's what makes it the easiest expansion joint repair there is on the market.
Well, now what colors it comes in again? Because you do have some.
Yeah, we have three. We have a concrete matching gray. We have a black, and we have a walnut, and the walnut will go is sort of a chocolate brown that goes real well with the stained finishes that you see sometimes. And the black is very low maintenance, I would call it. It always just looks the same. The gray matches clean, dry concrete.
All right.
And the gray and the walnut may pick up tire marks, but it washes off very easily. The same way you clean your driveway, you can clean the trim slab, and it goes right back to branding.
Bob, hold on that thought right there. There's the music. Got to step away. Got to hear from some of our great sponsors. Please check out our website at HometalkUSA.com. And please patronize all our sponsors, because without them, there would be no Cajun Man. There would be no Home Talk USA. Please check them out. Support them. If you need their products, they are personally approved by me. And majority of them have been with me a long time at HometalkUSA.com. All right, we're going to take a short break. Got to pay some bills again. HometalkUSA.com. Always support your local Finn Hallway stores and garden centers. Let's pledge to higher bet today. I'm the Cajun Man. This is HomeTalk USA right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. Owned by now, HomeTalk Media. Y'all come back. Now you're happy. Hey!
Are you looking for an organic weed control that's people and pet friendly? Are you tired of pulling those persistent unwanted grass and weeds which continue to grow through the cracks in your sidewalk and patio, or even in your favorite flower and shrubbery beds? Bonide has the answer with all-organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer. Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is a fast-acting, all-organic formula. You'll start to see results within 24 hours after application. Burnout is great for eliminating weeds growing in your patio and sidewalk cracks. It can be used for preparing flower beds and vegetable gardens for planting. Burnout can be used just about any place where you need to get rid of grass and weeds. Bonide products are family made in America. All organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is available at your neighborhood farm feed store, hardware store, or garden center, or Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Welcome back. We're talking to our friend, Mr. Bob Wilkes of Tremis Lab. Bob is talking about his product called Tremis Lab, which basically is to help repair and replace those deteriorating expansion joints. That's the expansion joints between the driveway and the sidewalk. And that's what we're talking about. It needs a way of doing it. And before the break, though, Bob was explaining about his product, the problems it solved, why you really need to repair those expansion joints, why it's better not to do the traditional self-leveling caulk. Also, he explained the colors it come in. Now, what about the size? I mean, what size do I need? How do you know what size to buy? Because you've got different sizes, right?
Yeah, we do. And we size our product based on the gap you're trying to fill. So you can measure the gaps of your driveway, and the closest size to that measurement would be the one you use. So if you've got something that's just over a half an inch, you'd use our half inch size. And if it's just under three quarters, you'd use our three quarter size. There are six sizes all the way down from 3/16 up to 1 3/8, which is basically a 2x4 on edge.
What about how much to use, though? How does it come and how do I know how much to use?
Well, yeah, that's the great part. You don't have to try to figure out, you know, how many tubes of caulk to fill up something. You can just measure the length. So if you've got 3/4 inch gaps and you have 125 feet of expansion joint, you can just measure that with a tape measure. That's how much trim slab you buy.
Wow. Wow, so it's very easy. And again, it was designed for the do-it-yourselfer. You don't have to be a high-tech or professional remodeler or a professional handyman. If you like to piddle around a little bit, and you basically have a tool to scrape the wood out between the the crevice in the hole, and have a snips to cut it in and press it in, and it's not no rocket science here, right?
No, it's very easy.
Easy. Well, I saw how you did it because you participated in season one on our television show, so I saw how you did it. But hey, thank you so much. We're out of time. Give us that website. How can we learn more about Trim a Slab?
You can go to trim-a-slab.com.
Say it one more time.
Trim-a-slab.com.
Trim-a-slab.com. Thank you so much, Bob. Thank you for being our guest.
Hey, thank you, Michael.
All right, that's Bob Wilkes with Trim a Slab. Check him out, trim-a-slab.com. Trim-a-slab.com. But just do like me. Just Google and type in Trim a Slab. He comes up right at the top of the engines. All right. That about does it for this hour of Home Talk, right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network, streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. I'm the Cajun Man, and this is Home Talk USA.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.